It's time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92, where we get together with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist from Immunutrition here in Madison, and talk about a variety of topics dealing with nutrition and your health. Amber, how's the week been going so far?
Not too bad.
Yeah, it's been, at least it's not blizzarding or anything like that, so that's
sunny
a good
thing. And warmer.
That's right. No ice. I managed to stay on my feet, so I'm happy.
There we go. Yeah. That's a good start.
It is. Well, today we're going to talk about the importance of whole health in one's life. And that involves physical, spiritual, mental, all of that. Sleep.
Yep.
Right? Yep. You just gave a program at Kiwanis, so I just wanted to let you know I was paying attention.
There we go.
And you're kind of going to continue on that subject today.
Yes. And the one you missed is nutrition.
Nutrition. Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, I kind of assumed that we were going to talk about
that. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, that's what the show
was a good
is all
lead-in.
About. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
So, yeah, whole health. I thought we could talk a little bit about what whole health really means, because I mention it a lot. I mentioned talking about or assessing a person's whole health and addressing people as a whole person. So when I talk about that, or when any healthcare provider or anybody talks about whole health, what do we really mean? And there are different organizations that have different definitions of what the domains of whole health might be, but they all kind of boil down to the ones that you just mentioned, with sleep, mental health, physical health, nutritional health. What did I miss?
And nutrition.
Sleep and spiritual. Oh. There we go.
Spiritual, that's okay.
Spiritual.
All right.
And sleep is one of those ones. You and I were talking about that a little bit on the way over here. Sleep is one that I think is absolutely foundational to everything else working, and many of us don't get enough or don't get good quality sleep. So that's always a really, not always an easy area to work on, especially if you have any kind of a sleep disorder, or children, which are kind of a sleep disorder in and of themselves, or anything like that. There's a lot of reasons, a difficult schedule, people who work day shift and night shift, sleep can be a tricky one. But when we're looking at something and we're kind of hitting a plateau where we're stalling, sleep is always a good place to go back to. But there, when we were at Kiwanis, we were talking a little bit about it from a military perspective, because right. The Army has now implemented this whole health mentality and looking holistically at a whole person for their mental, nutritional, physical, sleep, and spiritual wellness. The VA, where I worked before I came out to Madison, they also did this. They broke it into 8, which just kind of, you know, for sleep, for example, it's kind of broken down into a couple different ones, and they talk specifically about personal development being important. So if we're not feeling fulfilled in our growth as a person or as a professional, sometimes that can be something that causes us to hit a plateau in other areas. Relationships, which really fit into all of these, the VA's definition pulls in relationships. And when it comes to food, relationships are a big one.
We've talked about that before on the program.
Yes. Yep. So if somebody else is cooking for you and they don't want to change what they're cooking, that can be a challenge in changing your nutrition. If you cook for somebody else, that can change or impact what kind of changes we can make. If you like to socialize and eat out a lot, that can impact what you're eating. So when we think about changing nutrition, it can be really important to take into account some of these other factors. And that's what I think is so cool about working with people, is that every single person that I work with has a completely unique set of DNA, a completely unique set of health concerns or health strengths. Some people are great with their physical fitness, but they're not so great with their nutrition, or they're not so great with stress reduction. And stress reduction absolutely fits in to all of these.
You alluded to the military a little while ago. We should point out to people that may not know that you have been in the Army National Guard for 20 years.
Yes.
You're a major in the Guard right now.
Yep.
And tell them a little bit about your duties right now. It ties in with all of this.
And yeah, that's one of the things I was talking about with the Kiwanis group today, is that what I get to do now, I work with the Office of the State Surgeon here in Minnesota, and I'm a medical operations officer. So with the implementation of this new holistic health and fitness that the Army has just come out with in the last couple of years, it's fun that I get to bring nutrition to some of our soldiers. The National Guard is the only component of the Army that doesn't have dietitians, because of just what we're structured for. The National Guard, the way that the medical field and the National Guard is structured is that we are role one and two care. And what that means is like a field hospital. So the Minnesota National Guard, or most National Guards, are not structured to provide care beyond maybe 72 hours. So the need for a dietitian within that kind of combat care is not essential. The reserves and active duty have dietitians. So I've been fortunate to be able to offer my knowledge and expertise alongside a licensed nutritionist, my friend Jolene, who's also in the office of the state surgeon. So if you are in the military out there, if you're in the National Guard and your unit needs a little help, we're always happy. Just contact the office of the state surgeon for a little support.
And as you say, you've worked with a lot of veterans in your many years
at the VA.
The VA hospital there. So.
Yes. And I love seeing that the Army and the military in general, the Veterans Affairs, are starting to really look at this whole person health. And it's kind of setting a great example for how just all healthcare should look at people. And having comprehensive care teams where we've got people assessing mental health and physical health and spiritual health. MHS and some of the other clinics and healthcare organizations out here have these phenomenal structures of care teams. And I think in a small community, the benefit is that you're not at a huge facility, so these people can communicate a little bit better, and you really have a team that's working for you, which is what I loved about the clinic that I was in at the VA too. They have PACT teams, patient-aligned care teams, and the goal is to look at all of these different elements and communicate with other people to make sure that patients are cared for in all of these different areas.
You're talking about the military. It's always, and probably in life in general, you know, your height and your weight is what everybody judges you by.
Yes.
And there's a lot more to life than that.
There is. And I think it's so important to know, you know, for anyone who needs to hear it, you are not defined by your weight. I am not as thin as I was when I was 28 before having a couple of kids. But my life is so much more fulfilled right now than it was then. Living out here in a community that I love being in, having my two little guys that are keeping me on my toes all the time, my husband, obviously. So I think that there's just so many things about us as people that are important to factor in, and your weight does not define your value. And that's one thing that veterans in particular sometimes struggle with, is you spend so much of your career being told that your weight is so important. You have a lot of things that are restricted, like benefits, educational benefits you don't get if you're not meeting height and weight. You don't get promotions if you're not meeting height and weight. There are other certain, like you can't go to schools if you're not meeting height and weight. So that's a population in particular that can have a lot of weight trauma, but civilians have it too. If you have somebody who's made comments to you in the past, if you feel like you've been discriminated against for your weight, there's a lot of trauma that can come in making changes to nutrition because of weight history. But there's research that's come out here in the last couple of months that has shown that we have an increasing portion of our population that is metabolically healthy, overweight individuals. So the only thing about them that is unhealthy from a medical standpoint is their weight. Their blood pressure is fine, cholesterol is fine, blood sugars are fine, inflammatory markers are not elevated, or at least the ones that we would look at typically. So weight is not the most important thing. I always tell people weight change should be a consequence of just being healthier, whether that's weight gain or weight loss. Okay. Consequence of healthier choices.
All right.
Yeah. So when we think about all that whole health stuff, nutrition certainly factors in, but we can't always change nutrition if we don't address those other areas of life that need to feel fulfilled as well.
All right. Well, if anybody would like to carry on that discussion or learn more about whole health or nutrition in general, they need some advice, you're the person to talk to.
Well, I'm happy to do it.
And how do they find you?
Yes, you can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's I-M-U nutrition.com. There's a place on there to reach out to me. You can also go on Facebook and look up IMU Nutrition. Or you can contact here at the radio station. They can always get you in touch with me too.
We know where to find you.
You sure do.
And if anybody's looking for a speaker, you've been kind of hitting the circuit lately, you know, speaking here, there, and everywhere.
I have.
You'd be happy to talk to their organization too, I'm sure.
I sure would. I'll be at the Merck tomorrow afternoon, and I've got one in Canby coming up here next month, and happy to chat anywhere somebody'd like to talk a little more about nutrition, health, wellness, any of that.
So if you need a program, give Amber a call.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Amber.
Yes, thank you.
Another Taco Tuesday here on Q92.